Back in 1950, the small town of Flagstaff Village in Maine knew that it was in its final months, because there was a dam being built that, once it was completed, would cause an increase in the lake next to it that would flood the town. So it was that plans were being made for all the residents to move elsewhere and to get rid of what was left. They knew it was coming. And so people noted that in those final months, before that town came to an end, nobody repaired anything. Because after all, why bother? Why repaint the outside of a house? Why fix a hole? Why repair anything when it was all going to be swept away, when it was all going to be destroyed? And so it was that no one repaired anything, and indeed, the life of that town came to an end. Now, we might know the feeling of the people in that town in those days, perhaps in our own lives, as we look around us. Perhaps sometimes we too feel like we can hear the sound of something like that dam being built, and the sense that the water is about to rise. Perhaps when we look around at our culture and our society, when we pay attention to our government and our laws, when we look at what happens to our natural environment, when we consider our own personal finances, or things happening within our own families, or perhaps our own personal health and mortality, any of these things might be things that would reduce hope, such that at times, as we have this sense, we might say to ourselves, why bother? Why bother with fixing things when so much seems to be going wrong? Certainly, this might have been the feeling of the people of Judah back in the 8th century BC, when Isaiah spoke this prophecy to them that we heard in the first reading. For within their own nation, they saw their kings, the descendants of David, being petty and cowardly. While outside their kingdom, they saw the aggressive empire of Assyria looming. Their family, the northern kingdom of Israel, had already fallen to Assyria. So with all this bad happening within and without, they might well have said, why bother repairing when all of this is about to happen? And so into this darkness, the Lord, by way of Isaiah, spoke the prophecy that we heard today. A shoot would come from the stump of Jesse, Jesse the father of David, another descendant of David, but different than the ones that they knew in their time. And upon him would be the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, of counsel and of strength, of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Those words that we know so well, presenting to us the gifts of the Holy Spirit as we think of each year at confirmation time. And not only would he have these divine gifts so that he could rule well, but he would use them to set up a kingdom of perfect justice. And indeed, in his kingdom would be the most remarkable peace. For he would bring about protection of those who are weak and vulnerable, so that even the tender and weak, like a lamb or a baby, would not have to fear those who were fierce and wild, like a lion or a bear or a cobra. In his kingdom, that kind of aggression would be no more. This is a remarkable promise. And we might well say, no human ruler by human power could accomplish such a thing. Indeed, we know that is the case, but that the Lord had other plans. In the first century, with a different darkness around the people of Israel, John the Baptist proclaimed, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Once again, taking up the words of Isaiah and proclaiming to the people that there is light in the darkness and saying, it is worth it. It is worth it to do these repairs. And so he proclaimed, repent. He said, this one who is coming will bring about this promised kingdom of justice. He will take care of the evil aggressors. He will bring about this kingdom of peace. And so it is that now, in the 21st century, in our own darkness, that the season of Advent points our attention again to the second coming of the Lord. It invites us to hear again these words of Isaiah and of John the Baptist, because we need to hear what they say. We need their light in our hearts. We need the hope that they give to us by the truth of their words. Hope. St. Paul brought it up constantly, as we heard in our second reading, often in combination with those other two words, faith and love, that we call the theological virtues. And we know that hope is something that is necessary both on a purely human level and in the Christian life. On the human level, on the emotional level, we know what it is to lack hope, to have present pain, and to see no likelihood of it going away. We know how that weighs upon us, drags us down, depresses us. And we know in ourselves or in others what it is like when that hope is restored, when something pierces through that darkness and the light can be seen in a person's eyes, on their face, as their whole body changes when light pierces through the darkness of despair. And in a moment, everything changes for them. Hope is necessary in human life. And hope is necessary in the Christian faith. As we focus our eyes again upon our Lord's second coming, we remember what he says to us in the book of Revelation, that when he comes and brings about this kingdom, that he will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be no mourning or weeping, wailing or pain, for the old things will have passed away. He will make all things new. And indeed, with this hope before us, every effort that we make now will be worth it. As the Second Vatican Council reminded us, that whatever efforts we make now, we will find them again, but freed of stain, burnished and transfigured, when Christ hands over to his Father this kingdom that he is preparing. And so, in our time, is it worth it to bother with repairs? Yes, absolutely. The light is in front of us. Every effort we make will last and will be worth it. And so it is that John the Baptist says, repent, change, repair, turn away from present ways, turn towards the good ways, because every one of these efforts will be worth it. And so it is that it is worth it for us to make the efforts to turn away even now from selfishness or impatience to love, to turn away from any sort of impurity in mind or in action to holiness, to turn away from fear as love touches our hearts, to shape our lives according to justice, to reach out to others in mercy, whether physically or spiritually, to prepare ourselves, to repair our hearts and our lives, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord. In the 1500s, St. Teresa of Avila wrote, hope O my soul, hope. You know neither the day nor the hour. Watch carefully, for evening passes quickly. But the more you struggle, the more you prove the love you bear your God, the more you will rejoice one day with your beloved in happiness and rapture that can never end. Hope, O my soul, hope. It is worth it. It is worth it. Come, Lord Jesus.